The singer Lebe has a simple goal. She wants to bring jazz and classical music to a younger generation.
You bewitch me every damn second you're with me.
Her new album of love songs is called Bewitched. Her style grew from her early exposure to music. Her mother's a violinist and her father loves jazz. When it came time for Lebe to find her voice, she thought of it as an instrument.
I didn't have singing lessons really growing up, but I had lots and lots of cello lessons. I think when I started singing, I approached singing like I approached cello.
It hurts to be something, it's worse to be nothing with you.
You know, I think jazz and news, they have the same challenge. We're trying to grab young ears while not alienating our core older audience. So how are you doing that with jazz?
You know, I always feel like I'm kind of balancing the two worlds. I always honor the legends, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to recreate what they did. Go listen to, you know, Miles Davis and Chet Baker and Ella Fitzgerald and Billie Holiday. Like, go listen to those incredible recordings that I draw inspiration from.
My funny Valentine.
My hope is that an older audience kind of finds a sound in my music that reminds them of when they were younger. And my hope for younger audiences is that it's introducing something new, but then also something that can just bring audiences together.
There is this scene in La La Land. Have you seen La La Land?
Of course.
Okay, I just was wondering. I had to ask.
I love La La Land.
So the scene where Keith, played by John Legend, is talking to Sebastian, played by Ryan Gosling, and they're talking about jazz.
But you say you want to save jazz. How are you going to save jazz if no one's listening? You're so obsessed with Kenny Clarke and Thelonious Monk. These guys were revolutionaries. How are you going to be a revolutionary if you're such a traditionalist? You're holding on to the past, but jazz is about the future.
Do you think jazz needs saving?
I do think jazz needs saving. Personally, just because I'm such a big jazz fan, and the thing that I do is I take inspiration from old jazz traditions and I make something new out of them, you know, write songs with the same forms but with modern lyrics, stuff like that. But then, like, on each of my albums, I have at least one jazz standard.
I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand.
You know, the history of music in general is it does always move forward. I think as long as you kind of honor the roots and know where it's coming from, that's the important part.
You should record an album in a restaurant like that Chet Baker album where you can hear the clinks of glasses and people like cutting their food.
Exactly.
That would sound so incredible.
I want to so much, and I definitely will.
You and I are like a quarter century apart in age. If you could have a message to someone who's 24 and then someone who's around 50 that is listening to this new album, what's the message you would send to each one?
For someone that's my age, I hope they get an escape. Kids that were my age, you know, missed years of high school, of college. I graduated online, you know. And we really value finding something that doesn't remind us of a certain time, that something that is a little bit timeless, or reminds us of just being in a movie scene or something.
That when I talk to you, oh, Cupid walks right through and shoots a narrow through my heart.
I think for an older generation, I hope it brings them an escape too, but kind of maybe to a younger time. You know, the lyrics are very directly my experiences a lot with, like, young love and heartbreak and stuff. I hope it can remind them of their youth.
I know I've loved you from the start.
You wrote a letter to your 13-year-old self?
I did, yeah.
What did you say in that letter?
I was just thinking kind of about what I've been doing this year or in the past 2 years and how I'm doing exactly what I dreamed of doing but never, ever, ever thought I could do when I was 13.
You'll grow a bit, grow so tough and charming.
You know, I just wish I could go back and give myself a squeeze and be like, hey, like, look at what we've done now. Like one of the lyrics, you know, I'm writing about myself as a little girl and how I'm getting picked last and how all these girls are sharing their, like, first kiss stories and I hadn't had mine and people would make fun of my name. And then in the last verse I say, like, one day you'll be up on stage and little girls will scream your name.
Little girls will scream your name.
Maybe some of the younger girls who listen will find comfort in that song.
One last thing for you, because your name in Norse mythology is the mother of Loki.
Yes, it is.
Loki is the hero that, Tom Hiddleston played him in all the Marvel movies.
Yes, exactly, okay. Yeah.
If you ever have a child, would you consider naming?
Oh, I thought about this so much.
Okay, good, good.
I've realized it's depending on my level of fame, right? Because I think if you ever get to a point where you're like very, very famous, you kind of buy yourself a right to name your children funny names, right? I'd have to be a certain level of
you're not there
of that.
Yet?
No. I don't know. Lord knows if I'll ever get there. But I figure, you know, maybe I'll get a dog and name him Loki.
Leve, her new album is titled Bewitched. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I fell right down the rabbit hole. Legends say I fell so fast I lost my soul.